one of the best goaltending performances I've ever seen. And we keep running into these, but you know, we do a lot of work in how we shoot and get in traffic and the things we're looking for. So,
well, which actually leads us to our next question. And do you think it's possible, Coach, that your team is shooting too much? And that we've been out shooting most of the teams this year, but the goals aren't coming. Sometimes it seems, according to this fan, that we're taking low percentage shots from outside with no traffic in front of the goalies.
Well, there definitely are some shots that are taken from outside. I think all teams have those, whether you're dumping it in or whatever. You're just trying to make a line change. But there's a few. Are we shooting too much? No, I don't think so. I think it's always a good thing to get the puck to the net. Strange things can happen. Like I said, I mentioned that Detroit-San Jose game. You watch that game. I mean, the guy comes down, though. He's right against the boards, like below the hash marks, and he just shoots. It goes in the net. So now there are times, the only time I might say we shoot too much is maybe if you have a play. If you get tunnel vision and you don't see a guy, maybe there's a lane open to the side of the net or whatnot when you should make that pass versus shoot it. But right now we're trying to convince our team to be a little bit more unselfish, because even on some of our odd-numbered rushes, we're trying to make too many good plays instead of shooting the puck. The other thing is you have to hit the net. You know, we blow a lot of shots over the net or wide, and that's critical too, and get pucks through. So no, I don't think we're shooting too much. And then the other thing, you have to shoot to score. Like, some guys just shoot it, you know. When you get a scoring chance, you have to bear down and shoot to score, and we talk about that a lot. But that's a thing, it's hard to teach. You know, Alex Patan's a natural goal scorer. You know, some guys aren't. You know, they just don't expect to score, or they just shoot it to shoot it. They're not shooting it in a place or, you know, aiming somewhere. So there's a lot that goes into it.
All right. Good questions. And if we have a couple more that trickle in, we'll try to get those in also. We'll take a break. Back with more of the Mel Pearson Show, including we're talking about the intra-squad game coming up this Saturday at the Houghton County Arena right after this.
Stock up this month with these great deals from Bucko's Party Store. In Calumet, all Pepsi 12 packs of cans are 2 for $8 or $4.29 each. All Coke and 7-Up 2 liters are 4 for $5 or $1.59 each. All 6 packs of cans of 12 and 16 ounce beer on sale store wide. Pick up all your favorite munchies, including pizza deals. Plus, Bucko's accepts the bridge card. Don't forget, if you're hitting the snowmobile trails, Bucko sells snowmobile permits. All sales do not include tax or deposit.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports, and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas.
Come on.
All right, guys, listen up.
Yes,
now, before you step out into the night, possibly meet the woman of your dreams, I want you to do something for yourselves.
Yep.
Besides putting on deodorant.
Good.
I want you to appoint, elect, designate a driver. Because great times don't happen without that guy. No, they do not. Because he's the guy, make sure you don't act like an idiot in front of the cute girl staring at you across the room. He's the guy who buys a cold Budweiser, sends it over to her and says it's from you. He's the guy who requests a slow song while you guys are doing the Douglas or whatever you call it in the center of the dance floor. And then, at the end of the best night of your life, he makes sure you get her home safely. As if he hadn't done enough already. So raise high.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
Visit your Kelly Jepson State Farm office in Houghton. Call 482-1210 or visit the website for more information.
Well, if you want a fail-safe way to enjoy everything this year, just head over to your local retailer and pick up some ice-cold Coke Zero. See what they did there? Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combined to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, what else is possible? Coke Zero. Enjoy real Coke taste and zero calories. Hancock Bottling, Coca-Cola. Mel Pearson Show continuing here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Nice little treat coming up. It's almost becoming an annual event. I guess it is. We've had the Calumet Coliseum. We've had the D Stadium. And now Houghton County Arena is going to be graced with the Michigan Tech hockey team splitting up for an inter-squad game this Saturday.
Yeah, really looking forward to that, Dirk. You know, I think it's good we get out in the community in different ways. And this gives us a chance to, you know, play a game and get closer to the fans. So I hope a lot of fans come out and bring the kids. And we'll have, obviously an autograph session after and come on out on the ice and meet our players. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. It'd be a good way also for our team to, keep sharp. You know, obviously right. We get the weekend off. And, as a coach, you'd like to keep playing. I like the way we're playing. We're playing well. So you'd like to keep rolling and keep going. So this will give us a good opportunity to stay sharp. But at the same time, reach out to the community, have a good community relation event.
So you're looking, we've been doing halves, a couple of halves. You looking to do that too again?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just because a limited number of players we do have, we should have enough, obviously, for three lines and five or six defensemen on each team. And then obviously a guy like Matt Winches, it's good for the, a goalie like him to get in some work. Phoenix Copley has not played basically since, Friday at Lake State, so it'll be good for him to get in a game-like situation. I know hopefully there's a few power plays in that, and we might have to get a couple calls or have the ref make a call just so we can work on our power plays in a game situation. So we'll get a lot out of it, not only to keep ourselves sharp, but hopefully to, also to see the fans and interact with the kids and anybody who comes to the game on Saturday night. It's a great time, too, 5 o'clock, so come on out. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, there's only only costs $2 to get you into, and the money will be donated to local junior hockey.
Junior hockey, yeah. So it's for a good cause. It's to help support the local junior hockey program.
I think a lot of people want to know how you pick the teams, Coach, and do you use power play units as part of your criteria for keeping guys together?
We try to, and one of the issues, though, is right now we have, on our power play, we have guys from different line combinations, and there's some line combinations, obviously, we'd like to keep together, and so that's sort of a challenge in that regards. But it's at the same time, we get to see some other guys on the power play, and they might show us something that we haven't seen and say, wow, hey, maybe we got to give this guy a shot on our power play because obviously we need some work there.
Would you sacrifice a line combination to keep a power play together? Because since it's something that we really have struggled at scoring goals at, or no?
Well, like I said, that's probably the one area that we really have to make some improvements going forward. This week gives us a good chance to really break it down and work on some individual things, and we have to make sure that we have the right people in the right place, and are they getting the job done? Do we have to run a power play that's going to, suit our players better than what we're trying to do? So we're going to look at all those things and already have, and I was up at 4 in the morning last night worrying about our power play, Dirk, to tell you the truth.
You've really been losing a lot of sleep over
there. Well, I have been, but, take it seriously, and, I'm disappointed in obviously the win-loss record. There's no moral victories right now for us and our program, and we expect to win every time we go out on the ice, and we have the chance to win every time on the ice, so we've got to find a way to get it going and finish off the season in a real good run and get into the playoffs and then make some hay.
Well, yeah, you already mentioned it, but great for some of these guys that have not been in the, Patrick Anderson comes to mind.
Sure.
Jimmy Davis, obviously, to put that sweater on, and even if it's just against your own team, to have some fans there and kind of create that that important feeling of being in the game.
Well, we'll see what they can do. I'm not a guy who's afraid of, and our staff is not, to put guys in the lineup. And we made a couple changes after Friday night that I thought were good changes. And we're going to continue to do that till we find the winning formula.
I got
sorry,
you, Dick.
That's a tough word. But winning formula, and then there's a lot of good things going on. But if we can make a tweak here or there that's is going to help us get a win, then we'll do it.
Very good. More of the Mel Pearson Show coming up right after this on Mix 93.
Welcome back, Michigan Tech students. The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, located in the Memorial Union, is here to serve you and help you save money. The Campus Bookstore has the most used textbooks in the local area for sale. Plus, you can even rent your textbooks and save even more money. The Campus Bookstore offers offers value, service, and convenience on campus. So stop in today or order online at bookstore.mtu.edu and also like their Facebook page to see their weekly specials. Holy brisket! Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the all-new Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short rib served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around. If you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger, stuffed with Italian sausage, topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion,